Joshua 17. Then allotment was made to the tribe of Manasseh, for he was the firstborn of Joseph. To Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, were allotted Gilead and Bashan, because he was a warrior. And allotments were made to the rest of the tribe of Manasseh by their families, Abiezer, Helek, Azrael, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These were the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their families. Now Zelophehad, son of Hepher, and son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came before the priest Eleazar and Joshua, son of Nun, and the leaders, and said,
"The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance along with our male kin."
So according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the kinsmen of their father. Thus there fell to Manasseh 10 portions besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which is on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance along with his sons. The land of Gilead was allotted to the rest of the Manassites.
The territory of Manasseh reached from Asher to Michmethath, which is east of Shechem. Then the boundary goes along southward to the inhabitants of En-Tappuah. The land of Tappuah belonged to Manasseh, but the town of Tappuah on the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the Ephraimites. Then the boundary went down to the Wadi Cana. The towns here to the south of the Wadi, among the towns of Manasseh, belonged to Ephraim. Then the boundary of Manasseh goes along the north side of the Wadi and ends at the sea. The land to the south is Ephraim's, and that to the north is Manasseh's, with the sea forming its boundary. On the north, Asher is reached, and on the east, Issachar. Within Issachar and Asher, Manasseh had Beth-shean and its villages, Ibleam and its villages, the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, the inhabitants of Endor and its villages, the inhabitants of Taanach and its villages, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. The third is Napheth.
Yet the Manassites could not take possession of those towns, but the Canaanites continued to live in that land. But when the Israelites grew strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out. The tribe of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying,
"Why have you given me but one lot and one portion as an inheritance, since we are a numerous people whom all along the Lord has blessed?"
And Joshua said to them,
"If you are a numerous people, go up to the forest and clear ground there for yourselves, in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, since the hill country of Ephraim is too narrow for you."
The tribe of Joseph said,
"The hill country is not enough for us, yet all the Canaanites who live in the plain have chariots of iron, both those in Beth-shean and its villages, and those in the valley of Jezreel."
Then Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh,
"You are indeed a numerous people and have great power. You shall not have one lot only, but the hill country shall be yours. For though it is a forest, you shall clear it and possess it to its farthest borders. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have chariots of iron and though they are strong.